Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 39 of the Seals Podcast. It's our first show of 2024, and we've got three guests joining us today to recap a hectic month for the Blues, with no less than seven National League North games for us to reflect on. I'm your host, Albert Davis, and this is the home of your official Chester FC podcast. You can find us on theSealsPodcast.blogspot.com and on all of your favourite podcasting apps, including Apple and Spotify. So let's jump straight in with a returning face back into the side. Nathan Woodthorpe had a hugely successful loan spell with Marine in the first half of the season after joining the Blues in the summer. He made 31 appearances for Neil Young's men in defence, being a part of a Marine side who were pushing for the playoffs in the Northern Premier Division and reached the FA Cup first round proper. Now back with Chester and back in the side, he's been a part of a defensive unit that has kept back-to-back clean sheets in his two starts this month. Here he is, looking back on his season so far. Nah, it's been a pretty good week for the team and for you personally, straight into the side, 4 points and two clean sheets.
Yeah, it's been a very good week, productive week. I mean, we would have liked 3 points at the weekend, but if you would have taken 4 points from them two games, probably would have flipped it. But no, two clean sheets, can't ask for much more.
And in terms of that game on Saturday, you know, a long way to go. Come back with a point, and as you say, after back-to-back wins as well, you're sort of 7 points from 7 days. You take that all day long, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, one home game, two aways. Tough away game, a playoff game. Won that, and then went into the weekend full of confidence and just couldn't quite break down. The good resolute side, to be fair. Couldn't quite break them down. But clean sheet gives you a point on the board.
For you personally, obviously, first half of the season on loan out at Marine, how does it feel to be back in amongst it in the squads?
Good. It was my aim from the start of the season. We knew what the plan was, get me out for 6 months up to January, and then play as many games as I can. I think I played 31, 32 games, which is a lot considering I only played about 10 last year at the back end. And played well, did well. We were doing well high up the league, and then come back, get myself in as soon as I could, and 2 weeks. Hopefully I've taken my chance and play many more this season.
It must be important for a player at your stage of your development to be able to do that and to go down a level, as you say, 30-odd games, a team that are in and around the right side of the table, and obviously an FA Cup run as well.
Yeah, the season was going well. Long FA Cup run. High up in the league, like you say, I needed that for my development. I needed it to get games because I missed a year and a half of football. So I needed games, and to go in there with a great club and good facilities was perfect for me. High and right end of the table, so I could come straight back here and obviously get myself in amongst the squad.
After that Chorley game, you obviously said how pleased you were. You posted about how pleased you were to make your debut. Such a massive call, but it must have meant a lot to you to make your debut for Chester.
Yeah, like I say, it's a massive club. There's no doubt about it. Massive club, massive fan base. Obviously known about it a long time from previous him playing. Yeah, obviously I was absolutely buzzing to make my debut in front of a good crowd, good away crowd. And yeah, just hopefully push on from there.
Something you touched on there, obviously, with your dad being assistant manager, Colin. Obviously, in his experience at the football club in a previous life as a player, it must help you in a sense in terms of you know how much it means to the people in and around the club.
Yeah, definitely. I know exactly what it means. I've watched clips of him play and at where the club should be, higher up, and obviously. He's good. He's a good tutor, a good mentor for me and all the lads, and shows what the club means to him and means to what it should mean to us, and it does reflect on the squad because we all know what it means to the fans, and we try and show that it means that much to us when we go out.
Obviously, as you say, how much it means to the fans, how important will they be? Obviously, we're back to it on Saturday, a big block of games coming up in February, and that starts at home to Banbury Saturday.
Yeah, they'll be important for us. They always are, pushing us on and getting behind us. and helping us trying to get 3 points both away and home. Obviously important at home, trying to get stick with us and be behind us, push us on to win. And then away, the good following. I mean, there's a few long away trips in there, some Tuesday night ones, but hopefully we can get as many down and help us win the games.
And now for our informed forward. Tom Peers returned to the club he started his career with back in October last year. A frustrating start followed for Tom, cup tied for both the FA Cup and trophy with his previous club Macclesfield, and then a broken foot restricted him to a handful of appearances. Now though back in the fold after recovering from his injury, Tom scored 3 goals in January, including a match-winning brace at Chorley last week. Here he is on the Seals podcast. Tom, after what was a stop-start opening for you after returning to the club, it must just be great to be back out there now and playing plenty of minutes.
Yeah, really, really good feeling to be playing football. It was quite a long 10, 12 weeks being out injured. Quite a freak injury as well, to be fair, breaking my foot. But, you know, I'm delighted to be back playing. Come back at a time where, you know, we needed probably some wins. Quite a difficult run of fixtures, difficult run of results. And, you know, I've come back in and we've picked up some decent results recently and scored a couple of goals as well myself. So, quite pleased with myself and pleased with the lads. And, yeah, it's going all right.
As you say, it was a freak injury, and obviously there was cup tied in the FA Cup, the FA Trophy. There was a lot sitting around for you. You must have just been chomping at the bit to get back in when you returned.
Definitely, I think as a player, you always want to be playing football. It's quite hard to sit there and watch, but you know, I've trained hard, kept myself fit, been in the gym, and knew that when I come back in, I'd have to take my chance because it's tough competition for places here. We've got 6 strikers, and they all deserve to play. So it's been hard, but now I'm back in. I'm keen to keep my spot and, you know, keep on trying to score some goals and get the points for the lads.
It sounds sort of cliche, but how important confidence-wise is it to just get off the mark in that first game, get yourself back on the score sheet and go from there?
Yeah, that was a really good feeling, actually, that Gloucester one. To come back after an injury and score a goal, there's nothing that quite compares to that, especially as a striker, to get that first goal or second goal. And then, you know, to go out at Chorley away, a really difficult game, you know, it's known for being a really tough place to go, especially on a Tuesday night, and I thought we were excellent that day, and I got myself 2 goals as well. So yeah, it's been a good little week. Obviously a tough game away at Kings Lynn on Saturday, that they were really deep, camped in, tough to break down, which shows a lot of respect to us and, you know, how much they respect us and what we do. But yeah, just got to keep going and hopefully more goals towards the last 17-18 games of the season.
You obviously reaped the rewards in that Chorley game with a double. It was the first chance we got to see of you and Charlie Caton up front. How much did you enjoy playing alongside Charlie?
Yeah, really good. I think there's been a lot of talk about, I think I got tweeted a picture of me and Charlie compared to Dwight York and Andy Cole, and I was like, we're not quite that, but you know, it's good. It's a really good partnership. I think we're already starting to learn how each other play. We've played together a couple of times, so I think that'll just continue to develop. He's a great lad. He's a goal scorer, and you know, I think we complement each other quite well. Showing a lot of respect on Kingsland on Saturday. I think he played 5 centre-halves to try and deal with us both. I'm enjoying playing with him, and you know, I think I'd enjoy playing with any of the strikers, and I think anyone could link up well with anyone. But you know, hopefully we keep getting us some goals and keep churning out the wins and the points.
Always fascinating to see, obviously for yourself it's been 8 years or so away from the club. What's different? How does it compare to when you were last at the football club?
Yeah, I felt like a baby when I was last here compared to now. I've been around the block a little bit. I've come in, you know, I had a really good relationship with the gaffer when I was younger. He brought me through into the first team, and now to see him grow and develop into the first team manager here. There's a great coaching staff, there's a really good feel around the club at the minute. When I was here, I was in the National League and we're tottering between relegation and stuff like that. And, you know, I think now we've established ourselves as a playoff contender, which is good. And I think that, you know, like the fans are amazing. I mean, I think we've sold 600 odd tickets already for the Scunthorpe away game. So that just shows what the lads are doing on the pitch and the feel around the club at the minute. So yeah, really, really delighted to be back. Like I said, when I first came, I feel like I've come back home. I owe a lot to like this club, and I'll continue to work hard and, you know, give up my all for the remainder of the time that I'm here.
It's a big month coming up, isn't it, with those games ahead, the six games coming up, and we start February with a home game back at home against Banbury United.
Yeah, big game on Saturday, a real good chance for us. They're always difficult games, by the way. There's no easy game in this league, so a difficult game, but a chance for us to be at home and get a good start to our next block of fixtures. And then there's some tough away games coming up on Tuesday nights, which, you know, are really tough games away at Peterborough and stuff like that. And then we get through this block and then we look forward to some big ones again. Well, I mean, every game's a big game, but, you know, games against the top of the side teams, against like Scarborough and Scunthorpe and Tamworth coming up like that. So, you know, we've just got to think of the next game, get through that one and then see where we're at. And then, you know, just never look too far ahead. Just take each game as it comes.
So we round off the show with a catch-up then with the Blues boss. His side picked up 10 points from the 7 games in January to leave Chester fourth in the table with 49 points from 30 games. Last season, how many points were the Blues on after 30 games? You guessed it, 49. Callum looks ahead to what could be a season-defining month, plus discusses any potential incomings ahead of the weekend. Cal, obviously Saturday brought us a point at Kings Lynn, a productive week, 7 points in 7 days. I'm sure having had the time to further reflect on the game, watch it back again, what are your thoughts coming out of January?
I think, yeah, reflect on the week, on the whole, they're demanding. So to start with the home game, really pleased, as much as it's a side at the bottom end of the division. They were coming off the back of scoring 6 against Aldershot, that everyone had seen how well they'd done the FA Cup. And they were edged out on the Tuesday night after we played them on the Saturday by Brackley. So it doesn't matter where teams are in the division, but when they are down the bottom, I made a joke after the game that you can't win, so all you've got to do is win. I said it, didn't I, to the press lads after the game. So that's really, really important. And that sort of kick-started. Delighted with the results at Chorley and the performance that saw us be solid, efficient, aggressive on the counter-attack. A lot of things that I think over the... It's more than 18 months now that sort of I've been here. You've seen a lot from a Chester side, especially away from home. You saw the impact that the two forwards made. I thought Tom and Charlie did really well, brought that midfield into the game. So then Saturday, as a game in isolation, I think we've got to be disappointed that we haven't won the game away from home against the side in the bottom four, a side coming on the back of a difficult run. But in that difficult run, they'd shown they'd been, with the exception of the Curzon game, they'd been hard to beat at Hereford, hard to beat at Buxton, and we anticipated it might be that sort of game. We had moments, we just didn't demonstrate enough quality. However, I talk about it there as a game in isolation. It's not. It's at the end of a really challenging week to go Tuesday, Saturdays away with the Kings Lynn journey and the demands it takes on everyone from Friday morning onwards, really. To have a clean sheet, to have a point. Then when you put it in the context of our away form in the main, where we haven't hit the heights that we had last season. And I've thought that was never real, that we were going to do that again. But by the same token, we haven't just not hit those heights. I think on the road, we were 1 point per game going into the Chorley game. It's some of the games where we've got beat, where we haven't scored, where we've conceded really poor goals for a side that have been so solid at home. I look at some of the goals we've conceded away early on in games, particularly, and been quite disappointed. So to have put back-to-back clean sheets on, back-to-back results, getting 4 points out of the two ways after the home fixture, I was pleased. But there's also aspects from the individual performance against Kings Lynn that I hope we can put it down to a poor playing surface or a side getting so many men behind the ball. But the emphasis is on us to win those games. We haven't. And when we get the next opportunity on the road, which will be Peterborough Sports next week, hope to see the foundations from the Chorley and the Kings Lynn games, but certainly the quality-wise, more like the Chorley performance.
Pretty much two-thirds the way through your games now. Obviously, there's only two and a half months or so left of the season. All of a sudden, it could be a big month, February, with those six games, and I'm sure the side are desperate to hit them points targets and continue being in and around the playoff spots.
Yeah, it's, by the way, it's crazy how quick it's gone. I know the season is shorter this year, but it does feel like the end of the season is fast approaching with, like you say, only a couple of weeks, only 16 games remaining, two-thirds of the season gone. I reflect and go, we've seen good, bad and ugly, but we're identical points-wise to where we were last year, which I find really, really strange, that to have 49 points after 30 games with a target of 50, because our target, and I've talked about it at length, and I regret not making the point clear enough in the summer. That reflects on me, that you want to build enthusiasm, excitement, all those things. You ultimately want to create a scenario where expectation is there, but you have to be realistic. And we had a season last season that it's the highest finish, the record points return, a record away return, certainly since the club was relegated into this division. We could finish sixth this season, and it would be our second highest finish since we've been relegated into this division. So our target internally always been the playoffs. Do I think we've got a team with everyone fit and on the pitch strong enough to go toe-to-toe with anyone in the division? Yes. I think you've seen that in the Scunthorpe games, the Tamworth games, the Brackley games, the Chorley games. The reality for us of being able to keep all those players fit for 46 games, we found really tough this year, and that's taken its toll. But I reflect and look, where we were at this time last year, this is when, points-wise, we took off. So we split our blocks into game 1-6, 7-12, 13-18, and so on. We've now ended that fifth block, that 30-game mark. At the same stage last year, in block 6, game 31 to game 36, we took off, we put 16 points on from an available 18. Is that a realistic points target? No, I don't think so. What we did is drop off in the final block where we only got 9 points. I believe we need 21 points to secure a playoff place. Our target will be to do that in the next 12 games. February is, in my opinion, going to define the season. I think we have to. The entire block of 6 games will be played during February. For me, we need to make sure that we put the best version of ourselves out there. We have to make sure it's a double-figure points return. We need 10, 11, maybe 12 points from this block, because after that, in the following block, you will go to Scunthorpe and you will go to Tamworth and have some really, really challenging games. In this block, we host sides at the bottom end of the league, which is where we've struggled all season. The statistics don't lie behind that. We host Scarborough, who, that's a playoff game. We go to Hereford, that's a playoff game. We go to Peterborough Sports, where we've struggled against sides like that and at places like that. And obviously Farsley, that is always a battle. It's a really unique one in the division. Playing surface, size of the pitch, the surroundings can make that really challenging. We have to put points on the board for us to be anywhere near our target. And then after those 12, the remaining 4 games, in the last 4, we're going to play Brackley away, Alfreton at home, playoff games, to host Darlington as well, Southport. Buxton away is obviously in that bracket as well, straddling those, that final block in the business end. So we know what's required. Our season, if you assess the 2/3, we haven't scored enough goals, certainly not as many goals as we would have liked. We've been really, really solid. And I take that as a positive, because that's the foundation for what we've wanted to be, which is secure, clean sheets, difficult to beat, doesn't always make for the most entertaining games and the most free-flowing football. But that's how I believe we have to get out of this league. But that solid foundation of being hard to beat is worthless without packing a punch at the other end. And on too many occasions this season, we've not been able to for whatever reason. I think what you've got to see in the last third of the season is that solid foundation, that security out of possession, but it has to be matched with goals, and we have to score, and we have to show what we saw against Gloucester. We have to show what we saw against Bishopstortford and Chorley, where we're scoring 2 or more and looking like we can score more as well. So that is something for us to really, really look at in the final third of the season. My message is quite simple, that this club has operated at its best when there's momentum behind it. Now, first and foremost, that rests with me to generate results first and foremost, then performances on the pitch that generate momentum and excitement and are worth supporting. And then when we've had that momentum, you've seen the runs that we've gone on. You saw earlier on this season, you saw last year. There was an excitement last season that maybe hasn't been replicated this year, because it was so above expectations. It was a club that had finished 16th. We're now third place, even at one stage, threatening to be in and amongst a title opportunity. What we've got is 16 games to try and get ourselves in a playoff situation, to win a playoff campaign, to get promoted into the National League. There are so many challenges. There've been so many. There've been clouds around the place at times, whether it's the way last season ended, stuff off the pitch, the summer. Some of it will be performance related, and I understand and accept that, results related. We've got 16 games. We've got the players we've got and a group we really believe in. And in that 16 games, we're going to do everything we possibly can to get in that playoff situation, earn that playoff campaign, and go 2 steps better than where we were last year, and hopefully earn that promotion to the National League.
obviously the next 24 hours or so for clubs higher up the pyramid. It's either an entertaining time or a cringy time, depends how you want to look at it. Jim White's got his yellow tie out, Peter Odham Wingy's driving to the wrong ground, Harry Redknapp's out his car window. It's a little bit different for us at our level, of course, but on that, in this week, are we expecting to see anything in terms of incomings or outgoings?
I've always scratched my head when people talk about January at this level and, well, what will we do in January? Well, it doesn't matter to us. So our situation on Thursday morning will be the same as it was on Wednesday morning. There's no ifs or buts about that. That's the situation we're in. However, what it does have an effect is, let's start from the top level. There will be Premier League clubs. They can only loan players window to window. So when we took Frankie Maguire, as much as it was a season-long loan, the only opportunity for Sheffield United to recall him was January, because that's then when he can go back out until the end of the season. So you will have some Premier League clubs pitching players, young players, at clubs. Premier League clubs can't loan out of the window either. So they have to do their outs, even loans, as at the same time as their window shuts for in. So there's that dynamic that does apply in January. But then you have a knock-on effect of, you might have players in League Two looking for loans into another club in League Two. If that doesn't materialise by the deadline, all of a sudden, their only opportunity is they can still move out after the window closes, and that's what's different from the Premier League. So what you will probably see in the 3 or 4 weeks after the window shut in is you have a bracket of player that, right, they haven't been able to get their opportunity in the AFL that they might have wanted, now have to turn their attentions to the National League, where they are specifically Northern-based. There aren't loads of takers in the National League from a geography point of view. So those players sometimes become available to the top end of the National League North, and we've found our daytime trainer model really helps with that. So that's where we're at present, sort of looking at how things might develop. So January does affect us only because it's really affects other teams and other clubs. So for us, we want to add two players to the group. If we don't, won't cry about it. If we do, be really pleased. Want to add another, but more of a left-footed central defender. So of our four, if you include Kev Roberts, centre-halves, Nathan Woodthorpe can play there in a three. They're all right-footed. You've seen in games where teams get a lot of players behind the ball, at times we aren't quite as fluid. I often feel for Joel, because Coatsy gets so much opportunity and looks so dynamic because we're playing with right-footers across the back line that will naturally play out to the right, a centre midfield that are entirely right-footed. The game gets played down that side of the pitch. The type of distribution that ends up on the left-hand side of the pitch is from right-footers rather than having left-footed players to combine with. So we've looked at that. Nathan's come in, done brilliant for us as well. Happy playing him in a three, but almost another Harrison Burke, Matty Williams profile of player, but on the left foot. And in terms of, we'd want to add a forward option that isn't necessarily an out-and-out centre-forward. Might be someone that can play in a wider area, might be someone that can drift inside, but someone that we feel will strengthen us in the goals department. But again, I talk a lot about profile and being really, really specific on those things that we want to be really, really clear of. What do we need now? Athleticism and a left footer in that defensive unit, and that is size, ability to run, ability to move. But in that forward option, it's goals, but it's age and experience. So we don't really want to take a punt on another younger loan. We've done that. Some have worked, some haven't worked. We have quite a young group naturally. A lot of those players, you forget how young. I used two names before there, the central defenders, but you forget how young Charlie Caton can be, and you forget how young Kieran Coates is, and what they look like. So if the right forward option, whether that is a centre forward, whether it's any of those players there, they're going to add goals but experience, we would move. And we're in a position where we're able to move. But our numbers are always going to be tighter than others. You can see that at the moment. On Saturday at Kings Lynn, we worked with 16 from 16, really, with other situations that had ruled players out. We will at some point hopefully get a couple of bodies back. Liam Edwards has been quite unwell. Not sort of had a cold and a cough. He's been quite unwell, tried to get through it for us for probably 3 or 4 weeks, and it got to a point where that wasn't sustainable and was doing sort of his health no good. Had to take him out. We've obviously had Kev Roberts out with a knock, where I'd hoped to see him return for the Scarborough game. I think he'll miss the next couple. Kieran Coates with a shoulder injury that'll take him right the way, certainly till early March. I think Ewan Murray's near to a return, and I don't have a return date for Adam Thomas at present. We'll know more at the end of February. As you get those players back, you become even more competitive. But while we're in a decent place, all of a sudden, and it changes quick, doesn't it? It feels like a couple of weeks ago we were under a cloud. We have an away win, back-to-back aways, unbeaten, a couple of clean sheets. We put a couple of points on the board and the whole mood can change very quickly. That's football, particularly at our club. But we would want to add for those specific players. What we aren't in is a position where we feel like we need to add bodies for bodies' sake and numbers. Happy with the group, but those players do become available, as I've described, in the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks. We have one particularly in mind, one target that one has moved on and we're not able to sort of act, but one that we hope might become an option for us and someone that we could add to the group before the end of the season.
And that will do us for episode number 39 of the Seals podcast. A big thank you to Nathan, Tom and Callum for joining us on the January show. We look forward to welcoming you back next month for the big 4-0 for the podcast. Until then, have a great month and bye for now.